Schittsburg. Wait, we weren't recording?
I stopped to check the levels.
Oh.
Just to make sure you were coming through. You're coming through, brother.
All right, brother.
Did we lose all that earlier stuff?
Not all.
We lost it.
Oh, we lost it all?
We lost it.
Oh. I like that bit where you were playing the recording, and then I answered you, pretending I didn't know it was a recording.
Why are you on the phone?
What else?
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Wait, are you talking to me or Sammy?
I'm talking to you, Mick.
Oh, me. Oh, that makes sense, because I'm the only one on the phone. I'm on the phone because I am in Pittsburgh on a little comedy tour.
Pittsburgh, PA.
9 sold-out shows in 2 nights.
So you went out.
My arm's tired.
You went out to Pittsburgh to do the Bad Boys of Wrestling meet and greet.
Yeah,
at the Tree of Life.
The fans are more violent than you would think.
Wow!
I knew they weren't going to be wussies, but woo.
Do you have security?
There's some tough bras. No, you guys wouldn't allow in the budget. You said I could either have a hotel or security, not both.
Uh-oh. We're getting a...
You losing me?
No, we're getting another call.
Another call, but it was...
another bad boy calling.
All right, well,
in.
I'm about to go inside, so...
It's all right. We'll stay here.
Okay, I'm just looking for the code for the building. I can't find it.
Dude, you don't know the code?
You want to hit us with the welcome, welcome?
Well, I'm about to get in the elevator, so I'm like, not to your paying attention. Just give me a second. Maybe we should cut this out. Okay. Yeah, I like that original. Fiona and me. ATV every Sunday. We're good with you guys. I guess we shouldn't get into it.
No, we can. Monday we chilled and watched Raw.
What?
Yep, we had to.
Yeah, let's get into it. I only saw the Bridge version, but I thought it was a fire app. But if I saw the whole app, would I not think it was a fire app?
Oh, good question. You only saw the abridged version? What? It ended up coming on Hulu?
So on my phone that I'm logged into my super premium Hulu account, the season 31 wouldn't show up, you know?
Right, yeah.
A blank season.
Same here.
And in my recordings, it said there were 4 recordings, but there are only 3.
Not the new, yeah,
so
not
the hiding
new
that app. But then I went onto my parents' account that signed onto their TV, and, you know, it looks normal. So
oh.
The bridge version.
So you saw the
bridge
version.
Oh, hey, Dad.
Hey, Daddy-o.
I recognize the voice. I'm on
hey, Daddy-o.
On the podcast with the boys right now.
Oh, okay. Don't want to say hello? I'm going to get on a call at 2.
My dad's just alone. He has his own call at 2.
Well, can we merge all those calls?
Yeah, let's merge the calls.
Let's merge all the
Should
calls.
Can we merge all the calls onto the podcast there?
Let me get back to you on that.
He says he'll have to get back to us.
That sounds like a yes to me.
Because it's in 5 minutes, so.
All right, hit us with the intro.
All right, wait, let me get into the apartment. We're going to be able to right now. Wow, it's crazy to think you guys will never randomly run into your dads on an elevator again, randomly. I won't take it for granted.
Hello?
That's good.
Oh, did I lose you guys?
Every second counts, dude.
Every second's so precious.
Don't, right. Don't take it for
let
granted, please.
Let me sit on the toilet and then we'll get this.
No,
you're gonna do a poopy podcast from Schittsburg?
Yeah, don't do it.
I mean, I have to poop, so I can either hang up or we could do it all at once.
Let's do it all at once.
Oh my!
All right, You're not going to get, you're not actually going to get on the toilet, but the bit is
no,
you're doing
actually,
it from the toilet.
Wink, wink, going to get on wink, toilet.
Yeah, you're not actually, wink, wink, going to be on the toilet while we record this, because that would be crazy.
I can't edit out the sounds that you do on the toilet.
They're uneditable.
They can't be edited out, dude.
They're unwashable.
Jeez.
Mascot and me. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the On the Road Again Bad Boys of Wrestling podcast.
Woo!
On the road again.
On the road again.
Guess who we're going to see tonight?
Guess.
John Mayer.
No.
What did you say?
John
Bill
Mayer.
Rush.
What was that one?
Fish.
Guess again.
Sam.
Who?
Sam whatever. Leo's dad.
Oh, we're going to see...
We are going to see him.
We're going to see Tim Heidecker.
That sold-out show?
Yeah, we got crazy good seats at the last set. They re-released VIP seats just for us. Because Tim came into the juice box earlier and to get a juice, and I was like, dude, I need to see you. My friend, he loves you. He's obsessed with you, but this show is sold out. Please, please, please get us in. He was like, well, I got to have my juice. So you're in, baby.
Got to have my juice.
Got to have my juice. You tell him about that time we saw him at Comic-Con and he was in the stolen costume?
Yeah, I told him.
Wait, what happened? He was in a stolen costume?
Well,
I saw Tim and Eric walking backstage in these crazy wizard outfits. They had like the security tag on them that the store needs to remove so the alarm doesn't beep when you walk out.
Yeah, you know, those like hard plastic
or whatever. They still had it on it.
So you tell me what happened.
Looks like we got another question to ask him.
All right.
Don't ever meet your heroes, they say, because they're all thieves.
They're all thieving liars.
I just finished Captain Phillips. Pretty chill.
The movie?
Yeah.
I am the captain now. Look at me.
Did you see it?
I never saw it. Are you the captain now?
I wish you did see DB. You saw it?
No.
No, but we all know the famous line. Is the twist at the end that you are the captain now?
End is they say Tom Hanks and that Somalian guy are both looking directly into each other's eye, and they say, you know who the real captain was the whole time. Then they both slowly turn their heads towards the camera, and as soon as their eyes are about to reach the camera, the screen turns black, which then essentially turns the screen into a mirror, so you see your own reflection in it.
Whoa, so we were all the captains now.
Turns out we were the captain the whole time. No, but the joke I want to make, I wish one of you guys saw it, maybe I describe it. So like the pirates that, you know, attack the ship or whatever, they're beyond poor. Like, it's poorer than you can imagine, but they don't even like really like doing the stealing from ships. But then there's like these bigger gangs that come and threaten them at gunpoint, like, either go steal from ships and get us money, or we're going to just start killing you guys. So they're like forced to do this. And I want to tell people, like, when they ask me like what my childhood was like, I want to be like, oh, did you see the beginning of Captain Phillips? Like, that's what Livingston was like.
Yeah. All those gangs like in Livingston.
It's like that. We were beyond poor, negative poor.
Well, they live inside like brick shacks on the beach that like don't even have roofs. Like each shack is made out of like four bricks and it doesn't have a roof and there's no food in sight. It doesn't make sense. I don't know how they live. And then every week, because the guys show up with guns, they're like, we just robbed a boat for you last week. They're like, yeah, that was this week. Like, boss wants to be paid now. And they go out on boats. And that's
how you think the world should be.
Well, yeah, I think everyone's got to pull themselves by their own bootstraps and start a gang and take advantage of poor people and have them pirate stuff for you. Or what? You think everyone should just get a handout? You think the government should just hand everyone their own freighter ship filled with supplies?
Well,
you liberal cuck.
It sounds pretty reasonable.
Oh, that's what you think.
Like, well, why do so many people have so much when we have so little?
Because they have gangs.
That's true.
They don't have no gangs.
Should we start a gang when you get back?
Yeah, that'd be sick. Well, I think at the very least we should walk into small businesses and threaten them with violence to pay us money every week. But if they refuse, we don't actually violence them.
Right, but like
we will, you know, why not?
Right, why not? Because like you don't get anything if you don't ask, you know.
Right.
It's kind of like that.
Right, like your fucking boy, who doesn't owe me any money. You know, you gotta take the chance and ask.
You gotta ask.
And then I watched another Tom Hanks movie, Charlie Wilson's War.
Oh, man, oh, I remember when that came out.
My mom is in that movie.
Yeah. Remember there was the big party at your house for it?
Was there a party at my house?
You had like a little shindig when it came out because like Kathy's friend produced it. Right,
exactly. Her best friend's, right? Yeah, Seal produced it. And my mom is in like, you know, is an extra in a scene, like her and two other women. They're like sitting at a table.
I just watched it backwards and forwards and I don't remember that. But maybe I watch it.
Wait, so is Kathy in SAG now?
No. She doesn't.
You didn't
get
those SAG hours.
No, you have to get right. You have to get a certain amount of hours. No, she's. I mean, you don't see her face. Like you, like it's like a not a drone shot, but like a you know, it's sort
of. You see her toes.
No. You see three women sitting at a table from like a wide shot. You know, there's like an establishing shot of like the restaurant, and they're on like the outdoor patio or something, and you know.
And Sammy, you were in a movie too. You and what people? You and your mom were both in films.
Well, we were extras in movies.
And Jonah.
What a fun.
And Jackie Perez refused to be in that movie with Jonah and Sammy.
Is that true?
Yeah, we showed up and then they start directing us and I was like, this is weird as fuck. And then Jackie was like, thank God you said something. Let's get the hell out of here.
Oh, you weren't in it?
No.
But you were there?
I was there and it was just so bizarre that I was like, this is like Illuminati shit. I gotta get out of here.
Illuminati shit. Well, you can do one day of work. They just like make you stand in a field.
Right. Or be like, walk from there to there.
They requested that we sweep over in tents or something.
What? Wait, what was it?
They wanted us to sleep over in tents in a field.
We didn't end up, we didn't do that.
Sammy, but can you tell us what movie
was Taking Woodstock? The movie was Taking Woodstock, directed by Ang Lee.
Who also did?
Also did Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
And also did?
The Hulk.
Correct.
And also...
No idea.
It was like the three most random movies I could think of.
Right.
You should do the Chimino back-to-back marathon, which is Charlie Wilson's War.
And also did Houseguest with Sinbad.
It's Charlie Wilson's War right into Taking Woodstock. I heard Netflix is releasing the Chimino collection.
Criterion channel is.
Yeah, I'm sorry, releasing the Chimino collection.
Yeah, come on, dude. This is like a very heady collection.
Max was on the movie set and he was like, I just watch these. I can't comprehend making them.
Right.
I'm just a fan, not a worker. I got to go.
Right. You see like a second of behind the scenes and you're like, this is too weird. I got to get out of here.
But there's a camera here.
Bizarre as fuck. No, they were trying to make my culture their Halloween costume. And I guess Sammy's okay selling himself out like that.
But. Oh, that's interesting. Right. Because we were like real life modern day hippies. And they were like trying
and
to dress
trying
us
to make
up.
A quick buck.
Right.
And I was like, can I at least get a slow dime? And they said, nah.
Slow dime. That was a good one.
And you know, if you had a choice, would you rather get a fat Nick or a skinny dime?
Wouldn't it equal the same?
Not exactly, but you're paying...
Well,
you know,
dime's $10 and Nick is $5.
Right,
but a fat Nick is closer to a regular dime than...
Right, well, that's what he's asking. Yeah, fat Nick. I want a fat Nick.
I think they end up being the same.
Yeah, but one you're paying $5 for. You'd rather pay $10 for the same thing?
Oh, or a thin dime. Sorry, I was thinking that the dime was fat, too.
No.
But you can only get one. So, are you okay... Like, because,
can
like,
you live off just the fat Nick for the day?
0.8, are you okay not having enough for the day and getting a better price?
No, what's
or
the...
would you rather waste a couple bucks, but you have enough?
No, well, a Nick, no, we have to scale it up one here.
Welcome to the Bad Boys. Who am I here with today?
What's up, guys? I'm DB.
And it's me, Sammy.
Okay, this is too weird. This reminds me of Taking Woodstock. I gotta go. This is so weird. I listen to podcasts. I'm not in them. Listen, I'm sorry. My fat Don question or skinny Don question was too out there for you guys. We could talk about more normy stuff.
No, it's a good question.
How about some Giants?
What did you say? They might be Giants?
Yeah, what's their song? Oh, they do the Malcolm Middle song, right?
Right.
Which goes like what?
Who does the Rubber Band Man song? Was that also them?
I don't know. What's the Rubber Band Man song?
Call in if you let me look. Maybe I'm talking out my ass. Well,
we can't take another call. We're already on a call.
We can do it.
I thought we were going to merge with my dad.
I hope so. I'm down.
We have the technology.
Rubber Band Man, the Spinners.
How does it, sing it for us? I'm a rubber band man now. Rubber band, rubber band, rubber band man.
I'm playing. Is this it? No, this song is pretty chill. Rubber Band Man by the Spinners, but that's not what I was thinking of.
Max,
maybe it's just Rubber Man. I don't know.
Let's Max, did you watch Guardians 3?
No.
Oh.
I heard it was more emotional than the trailers let on, though.
Watch it. It's good if you got the time.
He doesn't. He hasn't watched.
I thought he watched the first. I thought you
Marvel
watched the first
movie.
Two and you liked them.
I did see the first two. I liked the first one, and then I can't remember the second one.
Second one's no good.
I mean, it's good, but it's
but I mean, he's just seen. Hold up. We're getting another call. We have the technology.
Oh. Bring this call in.
Dude, loop it in. DB, get back here. Loop in this
Dude,
call.
Loop it in. Where is it going?
He's not. Oh, God.
Dude, what the hell?
In the store.
No.
This is crazy.
All right, I guess I could solo for a minute on the pod.
Solo dolo, dude.
At the tennis lesson the other day, I whacked myself. You know when you do high shots, like on normal shot, your racket ends up above your shoulder, but when you do the high shot, it ends down below your waist, you know? I was doing a shot like that, and I whacked myself in the balls hard, full speed. And then I tried to pretend like I didn't do it, and the instructor wasn't having it. He's like, I know you did it. And I was like, dude, what the fuck? Can't we just pretend you knew I was lying? And but when you get that, you know these instructors.
You whacked yourself in the balls.
Yeah, and I tried covering it up, but they wouldn't let me cover it up.
They were like,
Grush showed up out of nowhere, and he's like, I've seen pictures.
They started like shouting it out on the loudspeaker.
Yeah, they're like, hear ye, hear ye.
Here's this guy. I'm sorry.
That guy in court, the only fat guy here playing tennis, who's sweating crazy hard, even though it's chilly out, just whacked himself in the balls full speed and then tried lying about
it. Is it chilly over there?
No.
What up?
But all of the courts were open except for one court that half of it was shaded by a tree. And he started the lesson late because he's like, oh, like we're supposed to be on that court. We'll just let them finish. But literally every other court is not in use. So we wait and he's like, oh, it'll be worth it. We'll get the shady court. So we wait. So the class, our session starts like 4 minutes late. Not a big deal, whatever. It was kind of weird. We didn't go to the empty courts. And then we finally get there. And then he stands on the shady side and puts me on the sun side. And
no.
I was like, you made me wait so you could be more comfortable. Plus, he was like a 90-pound Filipino when I'm a 350-pound from Black Rock, Australia.
And you never switch sides.
And then eventually did switch sides. But why wouldn't he have me on the shady side the whole time?
Right. No, that's crazy. He should be giving you the shade.
Right. And then, I saw an episode last night where Otis and there's an old episode, Otis and Gable come out together, you know, and it did the thing on the side and it billed them at a combined weight of 320 pounds.
Don't think so.
That's That well, how old
was 300 pounds?
So. How old was the clip?
Like 2 weeks.
No, but they do say Otis is 330. Also, 330. They say Bronson and Otis are both 330.
That's crazy. That's the shrillification of American sports entertainment.
But why would they undercount their weight? Like, if anything, WWE wants to overrepresent. They should be like these 400-pound monsters.
Well, let me ask you this: Do you think those are accurate weights?
I don't think, like, I mean, when they
That's
come out.
That's what we were talking about on Raw, because I was like, when we saw Bronson come out, the first thing I said was, I was like, there ain't no way this guy's 330. I was like, they're selling his weight under. And then Sammy brought up that point, like, why would they undersell his weight?
Well, the only thing I could think of is because America is so close-minded towards fat people that they're like, all right, we can't put his real weight because people will vomit if they knew how much he actually weighed. But let's still put up a number that makes him seem huge, like a larger-than-life number.
Or are Americans so fat?
1 pound more than Mickey weighs, a larger-than-life number.
Or are Americans so fat that 330 pounds is light and that offends them?
No, but no, none of it makes sense. Well, look, I don't think they're putting the exact weights up. Because, you know, they're not like weighing in right before the match and then making a graphic as they come out. But I would be so...
I mean, Bronson Reed's like two of me, right?
I don't know. I mean, I think...
Maybe not by weight, but by size.
Well, but on the TV, that's the thing. Like, I don't know. It's hard to say. Like, on the TV, they all look like, you know, very big people. But I think in real life, if we saw them, like if we didn't know that they were, like if we didn't recognize them as wrestlers, like if we didn't know their faces, they would just sort of look like normal people on the street, you know? Or maybe not. I don't know. It's like, I think the TV ads.
Like if you saw Jinder Mahal on the street, you'd be like, yeah, that's a normal guy right there.
I don't know. I mean, if he's dressed in normal clothes and he's walking down the street, like it'd be like, oh,
he would
it's
look
like
the fucking Incredible Hulk with brown skin walking down the street.
No.
The famous Brown Hulk.
That's my secret cap. I'm always Indian. Thank you. Come again.
No.
That's getting cut. It's a big cut right there.
It was a good Raw. Wait, you saw the abridged version. Did you see, you saw The Miz and LA Knight do their promo it?
Remember I told you I had some thoughts on
that. Right, okay, that was a highlight. That was a highlight. No, his thoughts are,
I think, I
his
don't
thoughts
know
are retarded.
If,
no, we don't want to hear these.
His thoughts are garbage retarded?
They're garbage.
No thoughts. Get my thoughts.
No, just hold on. But I'm just trying to think what else was sick. The Otis-Kaiser match, did you see that?
Otis Kaiser? No. I saw a Gable someone match.
Well, there was that four-way.
It opened with...
No, I would love to see Otis Kaiser. They got clipped.
Yeah, you got
clipped.
So
you didn't see Kaiser hitting on Maxine?
Yeah, there's this backstage promo where Kaiser is threatening to rape Maxine.
No, that is insane to say. That's not what it is at all, but he's hitting on her for sure.
Yeah, Kaiser comes into her dressing room. That's not threatening.
You know that's not okay, right, EB? I need you to say you know that's not okay.
No comment.
He can't even say it.
No comment.
He can't even say that Ludwig Kaiser.
Especially when you got a hog like that. Like
right, famously monster hogged. Famously monster hogged, full-blooded while wrestling Ludwig Kaiser comes into Maxine Dupri's dressing room backstage and she's like, what are you doing here? Get out. And he's not going anywhere. Yeah, she said, get out. And he's not going anywhere. He's in her face, right in her face. And then Otis has to come in and be like, you made a big mistake coming here today. And then they fight.
I didn't know Otis could speak.
And then Otis and Kaiser fight, and Otis is demolishing. And then freaking Gunther runs in and does some dirt.
Him.
Yeah, big boots him, and then Kaiser gets the pin. But anyway, yeah, so you missed that.
Gunther came in?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't he send in his minion?
Well, the minion was there. The minion came in.
To distract the ref.
Vinci was already there. Distracting the ref. And then Gunther runs out and big boots Otis.
It's good to know as big a star as Gunther is, it's still not under him to be like, if my guy wants to rape your girl, it's going to happen or you're going to have a problem with me.
That's right. It's old. These are old world rules. These are Eastern European rules.
These sound like Somali pirate rules.
And so, what else big happened? Oh, there was that fatal four way that opened. You know, with Chad. That's when Chad won the match. So he's going to face Gunther for the belt at some point. They were in his town. They were in Minneapolis, where Chad's from. Chad Gable's from, and his kid was there. That was fun.
But Chad and Otis are neighbors, so it's weird they also didn't say it was Otis's hometown.
Well, Otis wasn't born there. What, Otis lives there now?
Their families live next to each other, and they work out together every day.
Oh, that's cool. Well, he was born in Wisconsin, I think they said. So nearby.
How do you remember that?
Because they said like it was like
Otis
is
from Scandinavia.
What? No, they were like, it's like not quite a hometown show, but like Otis grew up just an hour and a half away from here, you know, in Wisconsin or something like that, you know. I think I remember that.
I do miss Maxine trying to make Otis a model. Like that was the funniest bit out of all three of those.
But they still are doing this thing where she's like sort of mesmerized by him. Like in that match, she was like,
okay.
She was like getting like flustered, hot and
really?
Bothered.
Really? I didn't
watching.
See that. Yeah, okay, like so they're little, still playing that as she's into him.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Good.
Yeah, it's
so
very good.
It gives people like Mickey Hope, you know?
Right, Rhea got engaged to her AEW boyfriend, I read.
What happened?
Rhea Ripley, mommy?
Yeah.
Got engaged to her boyfriend who's in AEW.
No.
Yeah.
Who's her boyfriend?
I'm not sure. Not like one of the big guys, but she looked hot with that hair she had, I thought.
I didn't like the hair. I didn't love the hair. But,
Yeah.
Wait, so her and Dom aren't going to... Her and Dom aren't going to make it official?
I think it was the first time, like someone called Dom a loser, and then what's his name, the British announcer, was like,
Wade,
a loser, like he's the NXT champ and he's dating Rhea Ripley. I think that's the opposite of being a loser,
right?
So I feel like they don't like flat out say that they're dating, you know. It's like definitely implied, but
right. I hear you. Let's get out of it.
Well, let's get out of it. Did we do the Captain Phillips thing yet?
Yeah, we did that.
See, they don't want to be we did it, okay.
So I was explaining to Sammy Max that they update of the UAP drama. They
released his records?
Correct.
So now you know it's real.
Well, the thing is that...
Wait,
News
how
Nation,
do you know about this, Mickey?
Because I keep tabs on what TV keeps tabs on.
He keeps tabs on me keeping tabs.
Yeah, just to make sure I'm keeping tabs. So News Nation followed up because a reporter reached out to Grush and the sheriff's office. There's only two places that this documentation takes place, the sheriff's office or the Pentagon DOD. And the sheriff's office never had any reporters come forward or request any information from them. So signs are pointing to that the Pentagon leaked it to possibly try to discredit Grush.
We need to explain. It's a little too convoluted for the listeners, I feel like. Basically, it seems like what DB is saying, it seems like the Pentagon is trying to smear Grush's record by leaking knowledge of his bout with PTSD when he came back from Iraq in 2000.
Right, and that his wife told people that he's an alcoholic.
No, suicidal.
Suicidal. Alcoholic or suicidal?
He's going through a nasty divorce. He's an alcoholic trying to sell
a book. No.
There we go.
No, he was suicidal. He was suicidal back in the day. But it seems like what News Nation is reporting, our boy Chris Cuomo.
News Nation, America's trusted source.
Our boy Chris Cuomo, bad boy fan Chris Cuomo, is racing to Grush's defense, saying that the Pentagon is staging a smear campaign
and not a smear campaign that you're used to, which involves like a toilet and wiping. They mean that they're trying to discredit him.
I use a bidet, you fucking baboon.
Max, a fire hose is not a bidet.
The anti-pirate tech they have on the giant freighter is they have a million fire hoses that go all around the ship that just sprays out, you know, insane amount of water and try to keep little pirate boats back.
That's what the Chinese have too. They're called water cannons. And they've been threatening the Philippines with water cannons.
In that video game I play, the buff, he has a water cannon.
What game?
What?
Say it, DB.
I don't know. What do you play? Oh. What's the Mario game? Sunshine?
My mom told me this funny story in the past, but she told it again to me. I forgot about it. That when she was a little girl, I guess at her school, you could pay a nickel and like see a movie during school. I didn't really ask questions. It doesn't make sense, but she would, and so there was basically a guy there by the door that would have like a little lockbox thing with a hole in the top that you would drop your nickel into. And my mom would do this thing where she'd put her nickel into her mouth, get it all wet, and then put it down instead of into the slot on the safe, just stick it to the top of the safe. And then I guess since it was covered with saliva, it would get like stuck there and be hard to slide. I don't know what kind of tech that is, but that's what she says. And she told me eventually the guy figured out it was her. And when he figured it out, when she was about to pay one time, he says, "Don't wet your nickels, girl." And I just thought,
wow,
was really funny.
I like that quote.
Don't wet your nickels, girl.
You said it very well. Funny, I have a similar story. My dad told me when he was a kid, his parents, there would be like a double feature, a creature feature. So it'd be like two horror movies back to back. And my dad said he was like 7 or 8. He would get dropped off with like a dime, right? He would pay, he would be given a dime for like to go see the both movies.
And
a dime
to go see both
movies.
No
way. Your dad's not that old, dude.
And this was 1997.
And he would, one time he told me that he drank so many Coca-Colas, he just booted in the theater.
No.
He was just, he said he could not stop drinking Coca-Colas. I was like, how many did you have? He was like, probably 6.
How much were the Coca-Colas? I mean, if it was a dime.
Yeah.
The Cokes must have been
a nickel,
penny.
Or a penny, yeah. But he just slammed Cokes back to back and just booted in the theater.
Happens.
We'll have penny sodas at our new movie theater.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, but the soda's in a bucket.
And we'll have like barf bags in the back of every chair, like in an airplane.
And then there's old lady's feet inside the bucket.
No.
How is Breeze, how is budget airline Breeze Airways, startup airline Breeze Airways, Mickey?
It was sick. I had the best seat except for that my chair wouldn't recline.
No, what, it was broken or it doesn't recline?
My seat was broken, and because it wouldn't recline, then my footrest also wouldn't extend, which sucked. Woe is me.
So did
Wait,
you say
Breeze, it, did Breeze fly out of Avelo?
Not Avelo. Avelo is another airline.
Wait, Breeze was out of Hartford?
Out of Hartford, out of Bradley, yeah.
Interesting.
Avelo flies from Tweed. Tweed is the airport in New Haven. Avelo is the startup airline that's running out of Tweed. Breeze is another airline, and they had a flight from Hartford to Pittsburgh.
How long's the flight?
An hour.
A 1 hour flat.
you know, like an hour 15 or something.
That's true. Awesome.
Yeah. That's great.
But we took off slightly late because the flight that came in, like the plane we were going to use, had a world record amount of seniors in wheelchairs in it. And they have to take them out one by one after all the normos get off the plane first.
No.
And for like
no, first they get the normos off?
Yeah, and then for 20 minutes, two staff members are at a time are wheeling off one person in a wheelchair.
And to make
and
it even
get
longer.
On the plane, we're barely past schedule, though. You know, it's like
right.
not worth complaining about. And then the pilot's like, all right, yeah, we're taking off slightly late. We're going to try to make it up in the air. But what the fuck does that mean?
That means
they push it a little bit,
yeah.
But also it was running by because it was Guinness was there to mark down the world record.
Yeah, but it turned out to be Guinness beer.
It's the same Guinness.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
What?
The Guinness Book of World Records. It's the same Guinness.
Is it the same Michelin that gives out the stars that sells you tires?
It is, right. I guess it's kind of like that.
You didn't know Guinness started the Guinness Book of World Records?
No, I had no idea. Guinness beer?
Guinness
wait,
beer.
What
the
came
same
first?
Yamaha that
the beer.
Dirt bikes that
the beer came
pianos?
First. Wait. Guinness Book of World Records, I think, has only been around for like 100 years.
Oh, wait, that's a good question. Is it the same Yamaha that makes pianos and dirt bikes?
Yes.
Wait, what kind of world is this? Is there another example or rule of threes? We got them. Yamaha, Guinness, and Michelin. How do we get into two wildly different industries and become masters at both? Or like,
what was that sound?
All I know, if this actor strike doesn't end soon, I'm going to have to sell my house because I need work. Sorry.
Yeah, here we go. The Guinness Book of World Records was started by the managing director of Guinness Breweries, Sir Hugh Beaver. Sir Huge Beaver in 1951.
In 1951? Oh, I would have thought Guinness World Book of World Records is older than that. Just
right.
In my mind, I would have thought. But
an historical account recalls how Beaver, Sir Huge Beaver, during a shooting party by the River Slaney, in County Wexford, shot at a game bird and missed.
I guess it's like you get super drunk and you're just like, watch me do this crazy thing.
No one else in the world can do it.
Right. Just like, oi, oi.
Like, I'm going to drink 100 pints and no one in the world can do this. Right. And it's like, well, how do you know no one in the world has done this? And he's like, I don't, mate. Let's start a book. I would start writing it down.
That's pretty good. What's the first world record that went into
longest toenails?
Book? No.
I don't know.
No, but no, what's like the like let's make it up. What do you get drunk and do you do a crazy stunt?
Midget throwing.
You get drunk and you
How far can you throw a dwarf?
How far can you throw a little person?
What is the current way you're supposed to refer to them?
Little people? I think maybe that's not even current, though.
Vertically challenged?
I think it's like...
Dwarf?
I think maybe midget is okay again.
It's up to them.
It's up to them.
Just fill us in. Let us know.
Yeah. I need to do the work first. I don't want to leave it up to them. We need to do the work. We need to do the work, and we'll
decide.
Yeah,
for them.
Well, no, not we're not going to decide, but we're going to understand. I don't need them to, you know, put all this extra legwork in. You know, that's hard for them.
I had to be a leg joke.
I thought that joke was going to fall flat.
Fall short. More like it.
How's
it's getting hot in here? It's getting a little hot in here.
How's what?
New Haven. Can Zelda play tennis yet?
No, she's still. Her finger's still fucked up. But yeah, she might have
to take the whole finger.
No. She's ready to go. New Haven's good.
We miss you, bro. It's not the same without you here.
We're going to see Tim Heidecker at the College Street Music Hall tonight in New Haven, Connecticut.
Should be fun.
I heard Shinsuke is going to make an appearance.
Wow. You know, you knew it was shady when Shinsuke was like, oh, I'll help out, boys.
Oh, yeah. What happened? Shinsuke turned on Seth.
His heel turn begins.
Wow.
That's cool.
Yeah. Wait, but who is the heel in the Cody versus Seth fight?
Cody versus Seth, you're saying?
Yeah, because don't they have beef with each other or whatever?
Yeah. See, it's hard. Like, wrestling's not as black and white as it used to be.
It's not.
Except when the white guys beat up the black guys. That's black.
How about
and white,
when we were watching SummerSlam and the girls watching were so offended when all the white wrestlers teamed up on Omos and threw him out of the ring?
Right. I mean, wrestling is pretty black and white when things like
that's
that.
That's not how it works. I was like, they're all teaming up on Omos because he's 7'12" and he could kill every man in that ring. They all got to team up on him.
It's interesting because both Seth and Cody are so over. I mean, Seth is still like gray area, right? I mean, he's not like Cody is pure face, baby face.
That's a good call.
And Seth is like somewhere in, I mean, he's so over, so he is like sort of baby, like he's good guy. I mean,
it's
he's
a hard
sort,
call.
Maybe there just isn't one. There isn't a clear baby heel.
And we did see SummerSlam. So SummerSlam was last weekend. What are your thoughts on SummerSlam? I don't think it was bad, but I don't feel like it was exciting as like a premium live event. I think it was pretty straightforward. Matches were done.
I thought it was way better than I expected.
Really?
Good.
I thought it was great.
Why were you expecting?
Truly a premium. Because it seemed like they didn't build it up that much. The matches didn't seem exciting, but then I think they all delivered. They over delivered. Or is over delivered a bad thing?
No, that's a good
thing. The battle royale was great.
They over delivered.
Yeah, the battle royale was good. Thank you, Slim Jim.
Thank you, Slim Jim.
Thank you, Slim Jim.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Dude, that LA Knight Bianca Slim Jim commercial was sick.
But yeah, it was. I'm sort of with you, DB. It wasn't like super.
Besides the Rhea match, I thought was fire.
There was no Rhea match.
I mean, Ronda.
Shayna and Ronda.
Were you trying to say Shanda?
Shanda. No, I was going to say Shanda. It's a Shanda, the Ronda Shayna match.
Should we all go work as UPS drivers and make $170,000 a year?
Is that how it works?
That's what the union just won for.
I keep on seeing memes saying that. I get all my news from memes, so.
They deserve it.
They do. They deliver all of your Amazon packages.
What would you do without them?
I like it when it's a guy in the Amazon truck that delivers it. Like our UPS guy isn't even in the union. I asked him about it. He's like, oh yeah, I'm thinking about it. I don't know though.
What? Why? Solidarity forever.
Gotta pay those union dues.
We gotta teach him.
The band said it.
Yeah, well.
Gotta pay those union dues.
Robbie, you want to say something?
I give two thumbs up on SummerSlam.
Yeah,
two thumbs up.
Yeah,
I mean, look, I agree with both of you. I think the matches were great.
But then again, I saw the abridged version.
No, you didn't. Everything was great. The matches were great. But yeah, SummerSlam is supposed to be like after WrestleMania and maybe after the Royal Rumble, like the biggest one. And it just felt like, and again, it was great, but it didn't feel
special to me.
I mean, even like you're saying, Mickey, they didn't build it up really big. Like, I think they sort of flubbed SummerSlam this year.
I think they did the same thing as WrestleMania. I remember saying they weren't really building up WrestleMania that much. Maybe that's the new norm, where they're not just shoving things down your throat anymore. Premium live events.
I think I called
almost your guys' side.
Every match correctly at SummerSlam while we were watching.
Yeah, right after the pin when you called it. It was amazing how you called it directly after the pin.
Not true.
Count.
Not true.
Well, we have it on the pod, so we can go back and see.
Allegedly, that was going to be Ronda's last match.
Really?
Yeah.
Sad. I like Ronda.
From Entourage. Well, when you go on Twitter and shit on her after her last match, you know, what do you expect to happen?
From Entourage. Turtles girl. Right.
Correct.
What's the best
you
meal
her out to the ring.
What's the best meal you had out in Pittsburgh?
We had some good soup dumplings last night.
That's nice. That's soupy. What's like Pittsburgh known for? Like, is there like what's
I
the
like pierogies and Heinz ketchup?
Really?
You know, the Heinz headquarters is here.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
You, Pittsburgh. You've been chilling at Heinz, dude?
No, but you can go there, and there's like a museum, like a Heinz museum, but I haven't been. But Jake and Melissa went last time we were all here.
But like, what? Yeah, what are they famous for? Like the cheesesteak in Philly, or the hot dogs in Chicago, or the Italian beef in Chicago, or
the pizza in New Haven,
New York Haven.
I want to say pierogies, but I don't know.
Pierogies, 15 distinctly Pittsburgh foods the city is known for. From discovertheburg.
Let me guess. Like, oh no, this list sucks.
Pierogies is on this list. This is like specific brands, but yeah, pierogies. Oh, Heinz ketchup.
You know what a Pittsburgh salad is, right?
I see that on the list. No, I don't know what
that
explain.
Is.
It looks like there's a lot of bread in it. This is a big bread.
Oh, these Pamela hotcakes. Me and my mom were supposed to go this morning, but I just had a bagel instead.
No, you should have gone. This is on the list. Pamela's hotcakes.
Yeah, I don't know.
You got it.
I've been so sleepy and poopy since the second I got here.
What? Sleepy and poopy? Wait,
what is a Pittsburgh salad?
Wait,
I need to know.
It's just a bread salad.
Yell at me.
It's just a bread salad.
I want to know what a bread salad.
It's like a salad you would make, DB. A Pittsburgh salad is like a salad you would make. Like iceberg lettuce and shredded carrots and shredded cheddar cheese. It's like a salad from 1970.
Mm.
Or 1990.
I heard salad age as well.
However old salad is. And then there's like lots of bread on the plate is the picture I'm seeing. But wait, you have to have this thing. This thing looks insane.
What?
Isley's chipped chopped ham. Chipped chopped ham.
Oh,
say
that
five
gross.
Times fast.
It
chip
looks like
ham
with
chip
sweet
ham,
and sour
chip
sauce
ham,
all
chip
over.
Chip chopped ham.
Yeah, it's insane. Chip chopped ham is an interesting one because it's a bit hard to define. Shaved meat, ham chunks, trimmings, other seasonings, molding it into a loaf, and shaving into a very thin cut. Huh. Oh, and they have Ohio Valley style pizza there. I don't know what that is. Klondike bar.
Dude.
I don't know about this ham, dude. Looks sketch.
No, the chip chopped ham? It looks so good.
Plus, I heard technically it was invented in Ohio.
Well, let's see. What does Eater have to say about Eater?
What does Wirecutter have to say?
Yeah, what does Wirecutter have to say about chip chopped ham?
Oh, the Clark Bar and Klondike bars are made in Pittsburgh. I didn't know that.
You got to go to the warehouse. Chip chopped ham.
Do you think that's where, like, when you're trying to tell someone to hurry up, you say, like, let's go, chip chop?
Ham. Chip Shop Hamburger.
Oh, Eater says lips off.
Let's get the hamburger guy on our show.
Eater says lips off. The Isley's Chip Chopped Ham is streets ahead when you're in Pittsburgh. You got to get it.
Yesterday, my dad suggested we go to this place called Everyday Noodles, which is like an Asian place.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right. I'm like, let me look on the Reddit first, see what they have to say about Chinese food in Pittsburgh. And so I find these two places on Reddit. And then I find another Reddit post that was just, it was from a month ago, that was like, what's the number one like single menu item in Pittsburgh? And the highest rated thing was these soup dumplings. So I said to my dad, I'm like, all right, like instead of your place, what if we go to these two places I found? He's like, oh yeah, like one of them's actually not that good. The other one's good, but you have it. And I was like, okay, well, then I found this thing that said the best single item in Pittsburgh are these soup dumplings. And he's like, let me see it. And he's like, yeah, that's the restaurant I suggested, Everyday Noodles. And I was like, oh, okay, let's go there for sure.
Oh, nice. Wow.
He's like, I told you so.
Wow, I'm hungry.
Can't stop pooping and napping.
I'm hungry. DB, what are we at?
52 minutes.
Hey.
I feel like we never even got into it. No, we got into it, but we didn't do enough out of it. Do you guys see Barbie yet?
No.
Barbie? No.
I'm only going because Joe Rogan says it's cool now.
Is that true?
Yeah.
What did Joe Rogan say about Barbie?
He's like, I saw it. I don't get why people are saying it's anti-men. It's a silly movie. I laughed. They're not making fun of men. They're making fun of dorks.
So
the movie's anti-dork, I see.
Hello? I'm working. Oh, what's going on? Is it dinner time? Oh, no. Yeah, 45 minutes, right? Or we're leaving.
5 minutes.
We're leaving 5 minutes?
Yeah, that's at 3:30.
At 3:30, right.
Right, but you gotta get there.
Okay.
Finest time you need.
Wait, I want all this food.
Some things never change when it comes to parents.
It's 15 minutes away, right? Right. So even if we leave right now, we'll be there at 3 o'clock. We're still a half hour early. So why don't we leave in like 25 minutes? Or we can leave whenever you want. We can go early. I like early.
We'll get ready.
I'm going to get ready. I should throw a shirt on.
Yeah, dude, if you're not...
At 3 o'clock, we'll go. All right. Yeah, you got it.
Why don't you just listen to your parents? Why do you argue with them?
Get there 50 minutes early for a golf
lesson. You like being early also.
Yo, I was at that temple. That was sick.
Mickey, you're not giving us any good reports from the field.
He's giving us good
reports. You're our man in the field right now.
What do we do? I had the first night I was here, I had this tennis clinic at this like indoor tennis place, like around the corner from my parents' house. That's AC'd. It's so sick. And I was fucking running shit there. It was dope. Except for they did the same thing at their clinic that they do at the Yale one, where they trick you into doing a whole bunch of running across the court back and forth before you start playing. But I was kind of nervous about the clinic because like after we like did the running thing, they're like, all right, everyone partner up with someone and just like, four teams per court and just like hit the ball back and forth with your partner. So I partnered up with this other kid whose name happened to be Max too, and he cannot return one ball to me.
No.
But at first I'm like, all right, whatever, we're all just warming up, you know, we'll break into groups soon. 5 minutes passes, 10 minutes passes, and I'm like, is this gonna be the whole clinic where the coaches aren't doing anything and I'm playing tennis with a kid who can't return the ball one time? Luckily, then they broke us up into groups, and then I think it was like six of us per group, and it was just all a bunch of like these like training games, and me and this girl, who were by far the best in the group, were fucking running shit. It was awesome.
Hell yeah. And then you guys went out to dinner after?
No, but the thought did cross my mind. I couldn't tell if she was being friendly, because that's what people from Pittsburgh are like, or because she just loved my Lacoste drip.
Mm, the drip is undeniable.
It's the drip.
And it probably was the drip.
What neighborhood do they live? Do your parents live in?
I think it's called Shady Hills, or they live like right next to Shady Hills.
Okay, well then,
perfect for you.
You should go. Did you guys go to? Oh no, I'm looking at Squirrel Hill.
Squirrel Hill's next door.
Chengdu Gourmet.
Right. So Chengdu, and there was also something. Yeah, I think they said Chengdu is actually not that good. But there's another place that's in the same list with Chengdu that they said is good, but I've had it before. Hello? Yeah, you come in. Huh?
Like he just lets his parents
know
he's sitting on the toilet.
It maybe he's not on the
toilet. No, he's still on the toilet for sure.
I'll be ready for the thing that's in 50 minutes.
Shirt off on the toilet. His parents are knocking on the bathroom door and he's letting
them
in.
Wait, what's the place called?
And it's no different from when he was a baby.
Chengdu, and what was the other place? Szechuan Palace. And which one is better?
I know what's happening, but
you think Chengdu's better, or what does dad say?
Yeah, what does dad think?
I say Chengdu. You see, Chengdu's better. All right, could you leave? I'm working. I'm the only one who works in this family. You know, I'm the only one putting food on the table. And they're just interrupting me
with our highly in-demand pod.
Dude, please, I'm begging you, DB. I never asked you for anything except for your soul and undivided devotion. Please tell me we're going to have this week.
Tell you what?
That we have an ad this week.
Oh, no ad this week.
What?
I'm sorry, Chengdu. No ad this week.
Another episode brought to you by the Steam Co.
Yeah.
At the White Buffalo?
Well, no, I had an ad last
the
app.
Steam Co. at the White Buffalo?
Beep about it.
Vape about it for all your gaping vaping needs. No, come by. Let's make the, all right. This is a New Haven podcast. And if you're in New Haven, come by the White Buffalo, 748 Chapel Street, mention the pod and get 10%
I'll
off.
I'll fucking blow you.
What?
Get 10% off and a blowjob.
And a blowjob, right, from whoever.
Any of the baby mouths of your choice. Just come fucking talk pod with us, please. I'm so lonely.
Yeah, we're so lonely. Please come down. Only the
oh,
man.
We also have my exciting trip at the end of, I have a big end of the month this month.
Yeah, you want to... You want to brag
yeah,
about
well,
it?
Yeah, at the end
you
of the
wanna,
month, I'm going on my annual LBI trip with the family, which I'm super excited about.
Nice. So fun. Jersey Shore.
And then the a few days before that, I'm making a quick pit stop in California to go visit the, too early to say it, but the possible future Mrs. Mad Dog.
Wow.
Are you serious?
Isn't that fun? Yeah, I'm going to go see her, even though I've never seen her in person. She sometimes accidentally speaks in Chinese, but she assures me she's just a normal American woman, not trying to steal my organs or money.
Well, it's not like she'd make any money from your organs if they're all failing.
Well, there's a market for that. There's a
fit to the doctor.
There's a market for that on Fit Life.
There is.
Yeah. Right. There's a market for everything.
Yeah. Fit failing
like,
organs.
Ooh, people. You got kidney failure? You're making me horny. you got the gout?
Wait, I want to eat at all of these places, and I can't stop looking at the food in Pittsburgh.
Come back to Pittsburgh. It's an hour fucking flight from Hartford.
I'm down. Oh, my God. Look at this hot chicken.
All right. We're going to wrap it up.
Wait.
Max
wait,
has
wait,
to
wait,
go.
Wait. He's going, what? He's flying to L.A. right now? To get his organs harvested?
All aboard!
I've just been holding the head with the wig on it that's on your desk and talking to it like it's you since you've been gone.
What if you were trying to get off the phone with someone and you're just trying to look for any excuse to get off the phone? So you're like, oh, I'm about to board the plane. And they're like, one more thing. And then you like fake like a, passengers all aboard. And you're like, oh, they said all aboard, I got on the plane. They're like, no, that's a train thing. You're lying to me. And you're like, fuck, you caught me. Could that be something?
Mm-hmm. Sounds like it is something right now.
Have you been to Beto's Pizza?
No, we're a Minio's family.
No, but this is like the oldest pizza place in Pittsburgh, and they do this like raw pizza. It's not raw. It's like
shut the fuck up.
What? You got to check it out. It's Beto's Pizza. Only by the cut. It's like a fat slice, like you like.
You guys ever eat Beto's Pizza? My mom says it's stupid, and so are you. She said you and Beto's Pizza are fucking stupid.
And they don't melt the cheese.
Well, no, they make.
I'm looking at it.
They do.
Mom said you're stupid.
No. They do the crust.
You sound dumb.
They do the crust, sauce, and first layer of cheese is piping hot. They do it in the oven. And then when it comes out of the oven, they top it with tons of cold provolone cheese and your choice of toppings. And so it's like, so it makes this like temperature and texture difference contrast. So it's like,
if you come out, when you go straight to from the airport to that raw pizza place.
People are paying for that.
That looks like Elio's covered in shredded mozzarella.
No, it's shredded provolone, but it's pizza. It's a big fat slice of pizza with then cold cheese on top, cold shredded cheese piled on top.
Controversial opinion. I prefer cold pizza over hot.
No, you don't prefer it. Why?
I'm more excited to eat the cold slices I leave the next day than I am to eat the pizza hot.
No, why are you saying that?
That's such a youngest sibling thing. Yeah.
What?
Ma, where are my shorts? No, not these.
He's walking around his house naked right now. And he's
saying, these are, but they're soaking wet.
No, they're not.
They're soaking wet because you pissed in them.
You go home with your parents, you just start peeing your pants.
Yeah. Like he reverts back to being an infant when he's home.
Wait, get Carrie on the phone. We want to hear what she has to say about Robbie Robertson.
Okay. Mom, they want your thoughts on Robbie Robertson. Can you talk to them? She's coming. She's put my soaking wet shorts in the dryer first.
But you have to leave in 5 minutes.
Dry. They have this crazy dry air. I can't figure it out. All right.
Ma, where is she?
Say welcome, welcome, welcome.
Carrie.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Yeah.
Samuel?
Hi, Carrie.
Hi.
Hi. You want my take on Robbie?
Please.
Yeah.
Okay. It's kind of a long one.
Yeah. We want it all.
For many years, the band was all I listened to.
Same here.
And also, when Martin Scorsese's movie came out.
Scorsese.
You know, I don't know how many times I watched that, but I started to realize that Robbie Robertson just hogged the whole movie. And I think that Scorsese let him do that. I think he was, entranced with Robbie Robertson, who's a seriously smart guy, and that's got to be his Jewish side.
Job bless. Baruch Hashem. And,
then when I heard what he was doing to Levon Helm, where Levon Helm was losing his farm and didn't have a penny, and he was with Robbie Robertson to get credit for doing the music for the songs. It was either Robertson did the music and Levon Helm did the lyrics or vice versa.
Okay.
But he wanted credit. His name wasn't on anything. And he had either written the music or written the lyrics for, you know, as many songs as Robertson had. And Robertson would not grant him credit.
Wow.
Levon Helm did not get a penny for all those songs.
Also his Jewish side, or also his Jewish side, or his glory.
He started throwing these midnight rambles in his farm to raise money.
Right.
Hugely
successful.
But, you know, he died penniless. He never called. Robertson never called. Sure.
Don't touch the phone.
Where did I leave off? I turned off the speakerphone.
The midnight rambles.
Okay. So we had the midnight rambles, which were well attended, but, you know, that couldn't save him with all the money he needed and what he owed and his medical expenses. So when he died, and he died penniless, Robbie Robertson never, when he was sick, Robertson never once called him.
Wow.
And then when Levon died, who also I've learned was he was anti-Semitic. After he died, Robbie Robertson claimed he didn't know that Levon Helm died. A reporter said, you know, why didn't you, you know, post something online or call his family or go to see him? And he said, oh, I didn't know he died.
I didn't even know he was sick.
Yeah. And in this day and age with social media and everything, there's no way you can't know something, you know,
there's no
whether
way
it's in your backyard or halfway around the world. So that was such bullshit.
Wow.
And
scumbag.
So I it's hard for me to listen to them now.
Yeah. Wow. Sometimes,
I mean, those are good reasons, right?
Yeah. Well, no, those are great reasons, but someday you got to separate the artist from the art, you know?
But I was so intimately involved in my head with them, because when I tell you, I played every disc of The Last Waltz every single day.
She says this any time an artist dies.
I do not. Every single time for 3 years.
Wow.
Every single
What
day.
Circa what? How old were you? When was this?
72.
I don't know. We lived in Livingston.
Oh. So she's older.
Okay, so it was
whenever
older.
That was.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, love you.
Wait.
Anti-welcome.
No, that was so good. We need more with her. I had so many questions.
Honestly, after hearing that story,
did Carrie and your dad?
What?
I didn't introduce myself. My name is Mad Dog.
Mrs. Mad Dog.
She listened to the episode with Josh and she loved it.
She did. Mrs. Mad Dog. Yeah. Thank you for coming on, Mrs. Mad Dog.
And she all ain't right. wrong. Those things aren't wrong. I'm a big, big band fan also. And you can clearly see in The Last Waltz that none of the other band members except Robbie wanted it to end.
Mm.
Every band member, when he asks, like, hey, what are you going to do after this? All of them say, I have no idea. Like, this
we
gotta
go.
I gotta tell you one more thing. This is really terrible. But supposedly, but I believe it. Richard Manuel.
Yeah, Richard Manuel, yep.
He was, you know, in really, really bad shape.
Yep.
Like suicidal. Mm-hmm. And they, Robertson talked him into going out with them for a performance that everybody else was saying, he can't do this. He's not up for it. If this will kill him, don't do it. And Robertson just pushed and pushed. And like, I think it was that day or the next day that he found him, he had hung himself.
So, oh my gosh.
You know, I hate to speak ill of the dead.
Yeah.
But
he was,
they were incredible musicians, each
All
one of
them
individually.
Yeah.
Every single one of them could have been a rock of another band.
Wow.
Yes. And he was a fellow Jew, so I hate to say anything.
Yeah. We hate to.
You know how
that
is, Judy.
I mean, would Levon be anti-Semitic and in a band with Richard Manuel, though?
Why what? You're anti-Semitic? I couldn't hear you. All right, I gotta play games on my phone. I'm hanging up.
What? All right, this was a good one though. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Mrs. Mad Dog.
Thank you, Mrs. Mad Dog.
You guys should do another 20 or 30 though.
Yeah. We'll get it real good. We'll get it on.
Yeah, make it real good. All right, thanks, guys. I'll be back tomorrow night, but late. What? You're on.
Do you want to come to Conway tomorrow?
Yeah, but we're gonna edit it and put it up.
Do you want to come to Massachusetts?
When?
Tomorrow.
Because my flight. I don't think I'm gonna be home till like 9 or something.
I'll pick you up, and bring you straight to Conway.
But what about Sweet Winston?
No. You have to go home. I'm going up for the Buxton reunion.
Ew. Goodbye.
All right. Goodbye.
By the way, every call that came in and beeped in
yeah.
was like
spam.
It's unreal.
Yeah.
It's unreal. I get so many a day.
It's ridiculous.
It's so annoying.
Yeah. Thanks, Biden.
Well, I mean, overall, very, very hard
pill to swallow.
A very hard pill to swallow. All the aliens are responsible for spam calls.
I think it's the Pentagon.
If one person picked up a spam call, it would be like an alien being like, we're here. Right, we exist. Right, right. Finally, someone picked up.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, ultimately, like, there is a lot of turbulence in the history of the band.
Mm.
And, you know, Mrs. Mad Dog's right. And Robbie's a very, very talented musician. But when it came to business, he was shrewd. And that is true. And it is part of his legacy. So it's important, like, when you're at that level, you know, your actions aren't forgotten.
Right. It's true.
Yeah.
But sad.
Oddly enough, Garth Hudson, last living member of the band, was also the oldest member of the band. And when they first formed, Garth Hudson had to lie to his parents because he was classically piano trained.
Right.
He had to lie to his parents and say that he was giving the band music lessons.
Oh.
Because they didn't want him playing rock and roll. And they were like, you know, because he was just a wizard.
Yeah, yeah.
And they just having him in the group made them better.
Yeah.
And when he would, they would have to like pay him. So he showed proof that like he was like to his parents, he was giving lessons or whatever.
Right.
But I mean, he was much older than them.
How old is he now?
He's 86, and Robbie died at 80.
Right, at 80, so yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, when you're young like that, 6 years older.
Big difference.
He
was like
didn't go to high school together.
No, he was like the older guy, you know, in the group.
Right, the older weirdo.
The band would not be the band without him.
Yeah.
Like,
and what's he up to now?
I guess he's just, I don't know.
86.
Yeah, 86. He's.
What was Robbie, like Robbie Robertson died 80 years old, but like when's the last time you heard anything from him?
Like he released an album, I think, a couple of years ago, which was which was about his Native American heritage and a lot of Native American songs.
Interesting.
So that I think he did have an album somewhat recently. Maybe it's farther back, but he was recording and he actually did the soundtrack for Scorsese's new movie coming out.
Oh, really?
With Leo. Yeah, about Native Americans and white people and the
oil.
Oh,
whoa.
Yeah, you realize he did, why he ended the band and left the band was because he went and continued to score all of Martin Scorsese's movies.
That's why?
Yeah. He felt the band was over.
Right.
And there's something fair to say
about that. I mean, you don't want to outstay your
welcome.
Was
he the principal songwriter? Yes.
Right.
But was he the band? No.
Mm. Mm.
The band was the band. And it wouldn't be the same if you took out Richard or took out Levon or took out Garth.
Right.
It wouldn't be that synthesis.
Right.
And that's what he failed to recognize or admit to.
I mean, did he think he was going to go on and have some big
lucrative career?
I mean, I'm sure he did with this whatever,
major Martin Scorsese films.
Right, but he wasn't doing like mainstream, like
he wasn't releasing
pop anymore, or whatever, rock and roll or whatever.
No, and no members of the band's like solo works ever like exploded.
Right.
I mean, they all continued to play, and actually they did come together as the band again, and they released not with Robbie. And in the 80s, they released an album called High on the Hog, which isn't that good.
Yeah.
So, it just further proves that it's the whole package. That's the magic of the right people coming together in the room to make the right music.
Yeah. I mean, when we came up, like, and we were going to Dead shows and stuff, Levon was very much around, you know? Like,
we saw him open for Phil.
Open for Phil?
Yeah.
Did he play in the band, though? He didn't play with Phil Lesh and Friends?
No, he opened for Phil and Friends on the pier in Philly.
Oh, remember,
I was like, huge band head.
Yeah.
And I kept yelling at you guys that I wanted to leave
because
I didn't want to miss Levon.
I know.
And everyone was slacking because, stoners and 21 years old and just taking our sweet time.
For sure.
We get to the show. And I see Levon's one song. We make it for one song. And
it was just one?
It was one song. And why I remember it was one song, because I'll never forget, it was either you or Jonah like tap me and be like, hey, DB, it's The Wait. At least you got to see the weight. It's the weight. And I'm
right, I get to see
out of all the fucking amazing band songs, I get to see the weight.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Which isn't a bad song. It's
of
just
course,
the song
but it's
hear.
Like the, right, it's the Custy song.
Yeah.
You
so,
know,
but
whatever.
Then Phil came out and absolutely crushed it because it was the Larry Campbell, Jackie Green run, which was unbelievable.
Right. But those Midnight Rambles were happening and stuff. Like, I knew a lot of people who went to see those.
I never went. Huh. I wish I did.
And we never saw him other than that?
I haven't.
Time.
Maybe you guys did.
I think we saw... Yeah, right. I can sort of imagine him playing with Phil and with some other people, maybe.
I suggest anyone out there go on YouTube and look up. There's two amazing videos of the band. One is them playing King Harvest as a rehearsal, and it is magic. Like... You just can't believe these guys are making this music together in the room, and Levon is just the best drummer, one of the best drummers ever, and the guy's singing on top of it. His singing, and he's holding down all those fills.
Yeah,
my highly suggested album is Rock of Ages. I don't think The Last Waltz is that good of an album, although it's good and it's fun. There's a lot of artists on it. The band's truest form, I think, is in Rock of Ages.
Hell yeah.
So I would suggest anyone, if you're interested, you know, if you just listen to Rock of Ages, you know, you cover it all. Another thing that the band did that was cutting edge was, at the time, they recorded themselves in the basement of a house they rented in upstate New York.
Right.
That's why the first album's called Music from Big Pink. It was a big old pink house on 100 acres. And at the time, in the early 70s, so this is like probably 70 or 71, I think they were recording in 69 for it. You didn't do that. You went to the recording studio and your label tried to get you the best studio ever.
Right.
But the band, this was Robbie, you know, he was a smart guy. And they were like, we're going to rent a house. And they go and they just set up in the basement. And they're like, how are we going to record down there? There's brick everywhere,
right.
There's cement, there's water heaters, the acoustics are terrible. They record and they're like, wow, this recording sounds like it's a field recording, like an old folk field recording, like this is our sound.
Yeah.
And no bands were doing that at the time.
Huh.
And then Bob Dylan came out to visit them. And Bob was like, I love this. He's like, I'm sick of recording studios.
Right.
He's like, this is incredible. You guys are just recording when it feels right and when it's working in the basement. And then they recorded the basement tapes, which is like probably the first most famous rock and roll bootleg of all time.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. All right. Well, on that, anything else?
No, just excited. We'll give you an update on Tim Heidecker on the next episode. The tour is called Two Tims, and it's the first is Tim Heidecker's music, and then the second is his satirical stand-up, which is my favorite. It's so funny. Check out his YouTube special, An Evening with Tim Heidecker. And it's a satire of all the Netflix comedians that get specials. You know, he just he comes out and he's just like the worst stand-up.
Right.
And it's so funny.
Hopefully he hears this and then shouts us out on his podcast.
That'd be cool. But I don't think this will be released. I mean, yeah, later down the line.
Yeah,
I'll send it to him. But
yeah. Oh, yeah, we'll send it to
him. Once we do a review, we'll send our review of it to
him.
See what happens.
All right.
All right, guys. This is DB.
And it's me, Sammy.
And I'll speak for Mickey. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.
Love you.